Good morning. We're continuing in Chayadim Klal Tes. We're still in Siman Aleph. So now the Chayadim goes on to discuss the correct actual version of this bracha. So really, there is the bracha of Asher Kedushanam Sabbat Tzivonu Lasek B'di Beisaro, which is would be like any other brachas and mitzvahs. It ends at that moment. Al Natilas Lulav, Likboya Mezuzah, so Lasek B'di Beisaro. Harav Noah is a new thought. So he says, no, Yesh Armim, it's really a continuation of Asher Baruch Asher Kedushanu B'tzitzov B'tzivonu Lasek B'di Beisaro, and V'lavim Kein Yesh Lamer V'harav V'vav. So based on that, to make sure that it's clear that it's connected, it's not a new separate thought, but it's a continuation of the previous thought, you have to say the word viharev with a vav. And that is the standard way we are going to do, as we'll see as we go along. But v'yesh armim shehi bracha b'fnei atzma. Some, however, see that the bracha of harevna is a new tefillah. We've said that the bracha asher kedushanu b'tzitzov l'asek b'divrei Torah, like any other brachas and mitzvahs. Now we proceed to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we should find the learning of the words of Torah pleasant. Im v'im ken yesh lemer harev, you should say harev, not v'harev, but harev. V'kam yesh lanos lefiza amen akher l'asek b'divrei Torah. So you should answer amen at that juncture because it's a new mitzvah. It's a new bracha. You should say amen at that moment. Umenagin shlolano is amen achel lasek b'divrei Torah. Our minhag is not to answer amen over there. V'gam armin v'harev b'vav, and we say v'harev. However, ach b'kavana shekosav shahari noag lanos amen b'time. The kavanas, which is a time vital sefer, the Talmud of Deriza, where he records the proper thoughts and ideas that a person is supposed to have in mind during tefillah, he points out that Derizal. Custom was to answer amen after La Soik B'Divrei Torah, before the paragraph of V'Harivno, or Harivno, he would answer amen at that point. Majority of the Achronim feel that we do not answer amen, but in order to prevent ourselves getting into a machlokes what to do, it's appropriate to finish off what a person is saying for themselves, the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, not to finish off the phrase of Lasek B'Divrei Torah out loud, thereby presenting all the people around you with a dilemma, a halachic dilemma, whether they should answer amen or not. So it's appropriate to say it quietly, not causing anybody to be put into that dilemma. Obviously, in a scenario like Shavuos night, where people are awake the whole night, as we'll see, and one individual says Berachos HaTorah, too much to everybody else, he has to say it out loud. And in that situation, we follow the normative halacha is not to answer amen. At that juncture, so we're only going to answer main at the end of that paragraph of Hamalamei Torah L'Amo Yisrael, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamalamei Torah L'Amo Yisrael, then you would answer main, and then the Baruch Hashem Baruch Harbono, we answer main at the end of that. Okay, let's start Simon Beis. Sarach Ma'od Lizer B'Baruch Hazu, Shlolil Mo'ed Ad Shivorech. A person has to take this bracha very seriously and not learn any Torah before he's made this bracha. Yibaruch Hashem B'Simcha G'dayla. And when the person should say the bracha with tremendous excitement and happiness, the Rosh Hashanah chose us of all the nations to receive his special Torah. The Mesina Hashem Chazal HaPosik Amo of the Ha'aretz, the Mor says that, the Posik says, why do we live with the land? Why were we exiled from Eretz Yisrael? We are Hashem Allah Zomis Torasi. And the Rosh Hashanah responds, because the people have withdrawn themselves from the Torah. Remember Chazal, Shadavah's initial Nevi'im, the Mor says they asked the Nevi'im, they asked the Chachamim, nobody knew to explain why they lost the land. And the question is, Yisrael Hayoyskim Torah, the Klal Yisrael was learning Torah, and we know. Masina Shekolzman, Shayoyskim Torah, Vita Kadosh Baruch Hu, Alabin HaSeim, when Klal Yisrael was learning, the Mershim overlooks the Averas, feeling confident that the learning itself will eventually bring us back to the Ma'or Shabbos Ma'asa L'Mutav, the light of the Torah brings us back to the appropriate place. Chen lo yodu amo ovda. They didn't know why we were sent into exile. V'kadosh Baruch Hu ha'berchem levavas yoda ki af ha'pisho yo'izkim b'Torah. Lo yo'izkim m'shem limud ha'Torah, l'kimo sh'loim de mishar chochmas. Even though Klal Yisrael was learning Torah, they were not learning Torah, appreciating the unique and special item that Torah is. It's a book of wisdom. So it's like studying mathematics and studying astronomy. So we're studying Torah, right? Talmud 101. And therefore, v'chein loy baruchu berachas haTorah. There's no need to make a bracha before you learn mathematics, before you learn astronomy. It's a piece of wisdom. So I don't think a bracha before I learn Torah as well. And therefore, the chen lo higina the Torah did not protect them, because they did not treat Torah as the unique element that Torah truly is. So we have to do the opposite of this and be very careful to give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu that He chose us and gave us His Torah, which for Kadosh Baruch Hu is the item of His delight. Have a good morning.